It's almost impossible to describe the level of expectation surrounding this one woman as she goes through the final stages towards publication. The process all seems so normal, almost boring. But this is now the most valuable manuscript in publishing history. She takes it in person to her agent, Christopher Little, in London. The handover is at Heathrow Airport at 10:43 on Friday the 12th of January, 2007. The manuscript is taken to Joe's editor. After she's read it, she goes through it, page by page, checking that every loose end is tied up. The publishers plan the book launch, and discussions concern how many copies J.K. Rowling will be able to sign.
A signing that will happen at midnight on publication day, but this will be about somewhere between, about 2,000 children, for argument's sake.
Joe's agreed to sign for 8 hours.
Yes, she has. You can't get that many people in anywhere.
Everyone here is forbidden to reveal anything about the plot to anyone.
We want everybody to get the book at the same time, and then everybody will know what happens at the same time, depending on how fast they read, of course.
So you're not going to tell me what happens?
Not going to tell you what happens. Can't tell you what happens. Be shot.
Would you lose your job if you told me what happened?
I can't tell you that, James.
Well, Mr. Potter, the whole thing starts with the tale of the three brothers.
On April the 23rd, Stephen Fry records the audiobook.